Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alger Hauser. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Alger Hauser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Pretty trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Gerhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Clark moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Clark moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Gordon scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arf takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini takes first base on ball 4. Al Gerhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhauser hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pellegrini moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line. Cocos races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Gordon. The throw to the plate, and Gordon is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-1 in the game. Cocos strikes out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pellegrini hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Gerhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pellegrini moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Pellegrini moves to third. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pellegrini scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Gordon moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Gerhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerhauser strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini misplays the ball. That's an error on Pellegrini. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau bunts towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Clark moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gordon is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Clark scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick is hit by the pitch. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. Judnick scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-3 in the game. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Platt hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Ali Clark. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone pinch hits for Lou Boudreau. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Joe Gordon. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen pinch hits for Ken Keltner. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Johnny Berardino now playing second base. Al Rosen now playing third base. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Roy Partee. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Lund pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.